Right after September 11, 2001, American flags were everywhere. But the wife of a sailor on the USS Constellation says they're now conspicuously absent. Melissa Runge's husband, Chad, is a journalist on the ship. Runge is part of a group of Constellation families that's encouraging people to fly the flag. They're also asking radio stations nationwide to play the national anthem at 9 a.m. on March 5th. Runge says her group wants war protesters to think of military personnel separately from foreign policy.
Sure, they may not support the president, but they need to realize that there's military members over there, and those military members are family of someone, are someone's husband, someone's wife, someone's mom or dad, and they're over there protecting everyone over here.
More than 1,200 Wisconsin National Guard members have been activated. That leaves a big void for their families. So says the vice commander of Racine's American Legion Post 310. Phil Cody says that's why the Legion is reviving the Blue Star Service Banner program. It began in World War I. The white banners with a red border and blue star in the center were also used in World War II. They're reappearing in windows around the country now. Cody's post has distributed more than 100 banners. That's more than any other American Legion post in the country. Cody says families' pride in their service members runs deep. If a service member is killed, the Legion will replace a Blue Star banner with that of a Gold Star. So far, no Wisconsin families have gotten that Gold Star. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.